ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् तत्त्वजायाम् उदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवद्युतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9, text number 26. Actually, there's no purport for the text number 26. So I will just read text number 26 by myself, both the Sanskrit and English translation, and we will do text number 27 together. Okay, text number 26. Tatapi nata manasya nata nata yanahitam paravare yata rupe jani yante tva rupina. Translation. In spite of that, my Lord, I am praying to you to kindly fulfill my desire. May I please be informed how, in spite of your transcendental form, you assume the mundane form, although you have no such form at all. So text number 27. Let's chant this Sanskrit verse together. Yatatma Maya Yogena Nana Shakti Upa brimhitam vinumpam visvijam grinam biprat atmanam atmana yatatma maya yogena nana shakti upa brim tam vinumpam visri jagrinam vipra atmana atmana yathatma maya yogena nana shaktyu pabrinhitam Virumpam Vishrinjangrinam Vipra Atmana Atmana Yathatma Maya Yogena Nana Shaktyu Pabrinhitam Virumpam Vishrinjangrinam Vipra Atmana Atmana Marjis. Yata, as much as Atma, Om, Maya, potency, Yogina, by combination, Nana, various, Shakti, energy, Upaprihitam, by combination and permutation. Vinu avinumpam, in the matter of annihilation. Vishrijam, in the matter of generation. Grinam, in the matter of acceptance. Viprat, in the matter of maintenance. Atmanam, own self. Atmana, by the self. Translation and purport by his Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, and please inform me how you, by your own self, manifest different energies for annihilation, generation, acceptance, and maintenance by combination and permutation. Purport. The whole manifestation is the Lord Himself by diffusion of His different energies only, namely the internal, external, and marginal, just as the sunlight is the manifestation of the energy of the sun planet. Such energy is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. Just as the sunshine is simultaneously one with and different from the sun planet. The energies are acting by combination and permutation by the dictation of the Lord. And the acting agents like Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are also different incarnations of the Lord. In other words, there's nothing but the Lord, and still the Lord is different from all such manifestive activities. How it is so will be explained later on. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shanakaya Chakshu Umanitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Svayanupa Katamahyan Tadatisvam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Rakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Chakapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namastude. Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavan, Nishmari. Rishabhanu Sude Devi, Pranamami, Haripriye. Vanchakaupatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishvanebhyo, Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade Gola Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yathatma maya yogina nana shaktyu pabrinhita Vinupam vishrijam grinam vipra atmanam atmana. Translation again. And please inform me how you, by your own self, manifest different energies for annihilation, generation, acceptance, and maintenance by combination and permutation. So, in this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is telling Maharaj Parikshit the stories of Lord Brahma's meeting with Lord Vishnu. So, from the navel of Lord Vishnu sprouts a lotus flower, and on top of that lotus flower, Lord Brahma was born. And it is all dark. So Lord Brahma start to climbing up and down the stems of the lotus flower, try to find out his source. While he was doing like that, he heard a sound, two syllables, tapa. So as soon as he heard that tapa, this sound, so he immediately sat down on the lotus flower and start to meditate. Yeah. So he has meditated for 1,000 celestial years. That's for a long time. We have a saying in China that 天上一天, 人间一年, that means one day on the heavenly planet is 1 year on this earthly planet. Something like that in Chinese, you know. So Lord Brahma, he meditated, practiced severe austerity for 1,000 celestial years. So 1,000 times one, that's a very long time. Oh my God. It's a very long time. Yeah. And then, Lord Vishnu, he's really very pleased with his austerity. So Lord Vishnu personally appeared before him and showed him the Vaikuntha Loka also. Not only that, Lord Vishnu started to shake his hand. Lord Vishnu is so pleased with him, he started to shake the hand of Lord Brahma. Imagine, you know, the Supreme Personality of God that comes to this temple and shake our hands. You know, that will be really, really, very, mind-blowing thing, you know. Yeah, but Krishna is so pleased with the austerity of Lord Brahma that he personally come and talk to him and shake his hands. So here in today's verse, is the dialogue between Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu. Actually, this verse is speaking by Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma, he's saying that, and please inform me how you, by your own self, manifest different energies for annihilation, generation, acceptance, and maintenance by combination and permutation. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote, you know, very nice purport as usual. Prabhupada, he was saying, the whole manifestation is Lord Krishna by diffusion of his different energies only, namely the internal, external, and marginal. Just as the sunlight is the manifestation of the energies of the sun planet. Such energy is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. Just as the sunshine is simultaneously one with and different from the sun planet. So it reminds me the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because we all know that the teachings of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is achinta abheda tattva, simultaneously one with and different. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 2, text number 37, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying, the Lord is the reservoir of all cosmic manifestation, animate and inanimate. The advocates of Vishishtadvata Vada philosophy explain the Vedanta Sutra by saying that although the living entity has two kinds of bodies, subtle, consisting of mind, intelligence, and false ego, and the gross, consisting of five basic elements, means earth, water, air, fire, ether. And although he thus lives in three bodily dimensions, gross, subtle, and spiritual, he is nevertheless a spiritual soul. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who emanates the material and spiritual worlds, is the Supreme Spirit. As an individual spirit soul is almost identical to his gross and subtle bodies, so the Supreme Lord is almost identical to the material and spiritual world. The material world, full of conditioned souls trying to lord it over matter, is a manifestation of the external energy of the Supreme Lord. And the spiritual world, full of perfect servitors of the Lord, is a manifestation of his internal energy. Since all living entities are minute sparks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the supreme soul in both the material and spiritual worlds. The Vaishnava following Lord Chaitanya's, stressed the doctrine of achintya beta abheda tattva, which states that the Supreme Lord, being the cause and effect of everything, is inconceivably simultaneously one with his manifestation of energy and different from them. Just like, you know, there's an example for this. Just like Prabhupada usually gave an example. Just like an owner of a factory, he owns the whole factory. And at the same time, he's different from each, you know, workers of the factory. There are a lot of workers in his factory. So the owner of the factory, he's non-different from the whole factory, but still, different workers and the owner, you know, are different. It's like that, right? And in the preface of this chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada, he also said, one second, huh? Prabhupada, he said, nicely about this Achinda Veda Veda Tattva philosophy. Prabhupada, he said here, Lord Chaitanya therefore teaches direct worship of Lord Krishna, who appear as the fourth child of the king of Raja. He also teaches that the place known as Vrindavan is as good as Lord Krishna, because Lord Krishna, being the absolute truth, there's no difference between him and his name, quality, form, pastime, entourage, and paraphernalia. That is the absolute nature of the personality of Godhead. And then, probably he continues, said here in the preface of this second chapter of the Adilila. Lord Chaitanya's teachings are identical to those given by Lord Kapila, the original propounder of Sankhya Yoga. The Sankhya system of philosophy, this authorized system of yoga teaches meditation on the transcendental form of the Lord. There is no question of meditating on something void or impersonal. When one can meditate on the transcendental form of Lord Vishnu, even without practicing involved sitting postures, such meditation is called perfect samadhi. That this kind of meditation is perfect samadhi is confirmed as the end of the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says that of all yogis, the greatest is the one who constantly thinks of the Lord within the core of his heart with love and devotion. So, on the basis of the Sankhya philosophy of Achintya Beta, Abeta Tattva, which maintains that the Supreme Lord is simultaneously one with and different from his creation, Lord Chaitanya taught that the most practical way for the mass of people to practice Sankhya Yoga meditation is simply to chant the holy name of the Lord. He taught that the holy name of the Lord is the sound incarnation of the Lord, and that since the Lord is the absolute whole, there is no difference between his holy name and his transcendental form. Thus, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can directly associate with the Supreme Lord by sound vibration. As one practices chanting this sound vibration, one passes through three stages of development: the offensive stage, the cleaning stage, and the transcendental stage. In the offensive stage of chanting, one may desire all kinds of material happiness, but in the second stage, one becomes clear of all material contamination. When one is situated on the transcendental stage, one attains the most coveted position, the stage of loving God. Lord Chaitanya taught that this is the highest stage of perfection for human beings. So there are a couple more minutes left. So I will take this opportunity to share one of my realization of book distribution recently. Actually, yesterday, I went to Culver City to distribute book, because there was a farmer's market at the Berkeley. So I went there, and I set up my book table at near a restaurant. In between Culver Boulevard and the main boulevard. Yeah, right next to the restroom. And I start to distribute book. But suddenly, one older lady, she walked up to my book table and said, "Hey, you are not allowed to, set up your book table here." And I asked her, "Why? This is a public place. Why I cannot?" And she said, "You will see. You will see." So immediately I got the feeling that she is going to call up the police and get on my case like that, you know. But I continue my service of the, distributing books. And after about 20, 30 minutes, three police officers came. One lady and two gentlemen. Yeah. So one of the gentlemen, policeman, he's very polite. He said, "Are you part of this market?" Of course, I told him frankly, "No, I'm not." And then he said, "Do you have permit to be here?" And then I remember Maya Prabhupada, he gave me some permit for Los Angeles. But somehow, I couldn't find it actually. I couldn't find it because Maya Prabhupada gave me that permit years ago, So I misplaced that permit, of Los Angeles. But I found the, permit that Bhikkhu Prabhupada got from the, Santa Monica Pier management. So I showed them this permit. And the police officer, she said, "Oh, this permit is for Santa Monica Pier. It's not here. It's not for here." So then I immediately called Bhikkhu Prabhupada, asked Bhikkhu Prabhupada to help. And then I hand my phone to the police officer, wanting to talk to Bhikkhu Prabhupada. He said, "I don't want to talk to your manager. You just put on the speaker." So I turned on the speaker. But because the voice is very low, he can't really, hear what you said, you see. So in that situation, Bhikkhu Prabhupada suggests me, "Anyway, you just pack up everything and come back to the temple." Bhikkhu Prabhupada suggests me to pack up all the books and come back to the temple. So I started to pack up. I told the policeman, "Okay, so because I cannot, give you the permit," so I started to pack up everything. And just as I was packing up all the books in the box, and the police officers told me, "Hey, wait. We might, let you to continue your service on the side of the road, which is only like 3-4 feet away from the restroom. Just wait," because he was calling to one of his officers in the office. And to my surprise, he get a confirmation from, his officer in the office. And he personally helped me to move my book table, next to the rows. And said, "Sir, you please continue your service here. Yeah, you are allowed to stay here. Yeah, as long as you are not, go close to that restroom, you are allowed to stay here." When I heard like that, oh my God, I was so touched by the, policeman, you see. And immediately I realized, we did really good preaching here in America. Because even the policemen, they understand that we are really doing good for the societies. And then I told the policeman, "Thank you so much for your support. Yeah, let's work together and make this world a better world." And the policeman start to laugh, Yeah. And that's really made my, although I didn't, do much more books, but this kind of realization, I can never get by sitting in the temple, We are doing really good preaching work here, in America, We should continue whatever we are doing now. If we can get the support of the government, then we can do really huge preaching here in America, you see. Yeah. So I will just stop here, you know. Are there any questions and comments? Oh, yes, Mataji, please.
Another Sankirtan story. I was walking back from the market yesterday with Mother Pavaka. Can you hear me now? Another Sankirtan story. I was walking back from the market yesterday with Mother Pavaka, and we were in front of the plumbing place, Riordan Plumbing here on Venice. And Mr. Riordan came running out, and he was speaking to Mother Pavaka, and he had met Srila Prabhupada. And he gave her a donation for the cause. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Mataji. Yeah.
What's up?
Any other questions or comments? Maharaj, do you have something to say? Okay. Bhikkhu Prabhu, do you have something to say? Yeah.
Yesterday, from Shastrakrit, okay? So Shastrakrit has this like preaching center in Atlanta, and he has like a lunchtime program. So some fellow walked in to the place. He was had a dreadlocks and tattoos all over him and a hood, you know, a hoodie. And he goes, he walks right in, and he goes, "Hey, I'm Krishna consciousness. What religion are you all?" And they. You know, it was Shastra there. I guess his wife was there. Maybe one or two other devotees. And they looked at each other and they said, "What's Krishna consciousness?" And the guy said, "It's the original consciousness." And they all looked at each other like, "Okay." And they said, "Well, how did you become Krishna conscious?" And he said, "Oh, I'm listening to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam on the internet." I'm a Bhakti Maharaj. I don't know if you're hearing this.
Jai.
His narrations are on the internet, so he found the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam on the internet, and he's been listening to that. And he said, "Yeah, I'm listening to that. I'm up to the ninth canto."
Wow.
And they said, "Really?" And they said, "Well, see these books on the shelf here?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, that's the Srimad Bhagavatam." And he goes, "No way."
Wow.
And he says, "Yeah." He says, "So what are you?" He said, "We're Krishna conscious." "No." And they all started laughing together and everything. And he said, "Wow, that's amazing." And after laughing for about, like, you know, the disbelief in for about 5 minutes, he goes, "Well, wow, this is great." Because he says, "I'm about to become free from the modes of material nature. So I got some questions I want to ask, you know." So Shastrakrit says, "Okay, please come along to this program on Wednesday night," or something like that, you know. But that was amazing.
That's really amazing. You know, thank you so much for sharing.
Jai.
So we will stop here. You have something? Oh, okay. Yes, Manaji.
Okay, it's just a quick one because yesterday I met some of those people who you distribute books to, and I said, "Oh, amazing! They had 3 books." I said, "Amazing! You had these books." And he said, "Yeah. Do you want them?" And I said, "Well, actually, I had them already. They're really amazing." He said, "Oh, you like them?" And I said, "Yeah, they're very life-changing. You'll learn many interesting things." He said, "Oh, okay, then I'll read them."
Thank you for sharing. Beautiful story. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribo, haribo.
yeah.